Welcome back to Muffed. Let's look back on the year. This is the Lions 2025 season in review.
Muffed! The Detroit Lions finished 2025 at 9-8, dead last in the NFC North, missing the playoffs for the first time since 2022. A stunning fall after going 15-2 a year ago. This was the year the empire cracked. Detroit ripped out to a 5-2 start and looked every bit the NFC contender. Then the ceiling caved in. After losing offensive coordinator Ben Johnson to the Bears and defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn to the Jets, the offense never found its rhythm under first-year coordinator John Morton, and a late three-game skid against the Rams, Steelers, and Vikings closed the window. The Christmas Day loss at Minnesota in Week 17, 6 turnovers, Jared Goff under siege all day was the dagger, and Dan Campbell graded his own season, quote, a freaking F. The Lions didn't just lose games in 2025, they got muffed. The numbers tell the break-even story. Detroit averaged just under 26 points a game and gave up just under 25, a margin barely above zero, which is why 9-8 felt about right. The offense posted a plus 0.17 passing expected points added per dropback. Expected points added is how much each snap shifts your scoring odds, and plus 0.17 is genuinely good, but the ground game came in at minus 0.04 per carry, actively hurting them. Third down conversion rate was 39%, red zone touchdown rate 22%, and the turnover math, 15 giveaways against 19 takeaways, was a modest plus 4. The bigger story is variance. This team scored 52 against Chicago in Week 2, 44 twice, and also hung just 9 on Philadelphia in Week 11 and 10 on Minnesota in Week 17. Boom or bust all year. Now let's talk about the passing offense. This was the engine when it ran. The unit's total passing expected points added was plus 104, a genuinely elite figure and the single clearest reason Detroit was ever in contention. Goff threw for 4,564 yards with 34 touchdowns against only 8 interceptions, ripped off 80 explosive plays of 20 plus yards, and posted a completion percentage over expected of plus 2.9, meaning he completed about 3% more passes than the average quarterback would have on the same throws. But 39 sacks allowed is a lot, and that protection number got ugly late as the offensive line took injury hits. The avatar was Amon-Ra St. Brown, 117 catches, 1,401 yards, 11 touchdowns, and a 32% target share, a true number one who smashed it. With a clean pocket, Detroit was one of the best passing attacks in football. Without one, like that Week 17 disaster in Minnesota, everything fell apart.
Now let's dig into the rushing offense. This is where the muffed label fits. Total rushing expected points added was minus 18.7, and per carry it was minus 0.04, a net negative on the scoreboard despite the volume, and boom or bust all year. The Lions averaged 121 rushing yards per game and punched in 21 rushing touchdowns, which sounds fine until you see the efficiency. The reason the raw numbers stayed respectable is one man, Jahmyr Gibbs, who went for 1,223 yards on 243 carries with 13 rushing touchdowns, plus 77 catches for 616 yards. His best snap came in Week 7 against Tampa Bay. First and 10 from their own 22, Gibbs shot up the middle and didn't stop until he hit the end zone 78 yards later, a plus 6.2 expected points added play that ended the game. Outside his home runs, though, this was a grind.
Next up, the pass defense. The unit posted a passing expected points added allowed of minus 3.95. For defense, negative is good, but minus 4 across 17 games is roughly league average, not elite, and it trended down late as injuries mounted. They allowed 237 passing yards a game and 31 passing touchdowns, which is a lot. What kept this unit afloat was the pass rush, 49 sacks on the year, fueled by Aiden Hutchinson's career best 14.5. Hutchinson also delivered the most violent defensive play of the season. Week 15 in Los Angeles, first quarter, he jumped a Matthew Stafford throw and rumbled 58 yards the other way, a play worth nearly minus 9.5 expected points for the Rams. Hutchinson smashed it. The problem was everything behind him, only 19 takeaways all season, barely over one a game, and a 37% third down conversion rate allowed kept too many drives alive. Average, propped up by one superstar edge rusher in the run defense. Detroit allowed a per carry rushing expected points added of minus 0.01, dead neutral, steady floor, low ceiling. The Lions gave up 116 rushing yards per game and 16 rushing touchdowns, a middling number, and the front got gashed late as defensive injuries piled up. As a unit, this was a hold-the-line group rather than a difference maker, and when the pass defense wobbled, there was no compensating force up front.
Muffed!
Season MVP honors go to Amon-Ra St. Brown, 117 catches, 1,401 yards, 11 touchdowns, and a plus 55.6 receiving expected points added on a 32% target share. He was the most reliable player on the roster week to week. What has to get fixed? The rushing offense posted a minus 18.7 expected points added at minus 0.04 per carry. For a team built around the run, that's a losing number, and the 22% red zone touchdown rate reflects the same problem of finishing drives. Clean those two up, and this 9-8 team looks a lot more like the one that started 5-2. That's the Lions 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Lions feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.